This is Patrick Donahue. We appreciate you listening every Sunday night at this time for Bible Crossfire. Even though Ezekiel 18, 20 through 24 is in the Old Testament, and we are not under that law today, there are still some critical things we can learn from the text. Verse 20 reads, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." Can't we learn from verse 20 that the Calvinist doctrine of inherited original sin is false? The text makes it just about as clear as one can make it that infants do not inherit the sin of Adam or anyone else. Quote, "The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father." So Seth didn't inherit sin from Adam, and neither did I inherit sin through my father, Kenneth. Quote, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Talking about spiritual death, not someone else. Ecclesiastes 7:29 reads in the NIV, "This only have I found, God created mankind upright, but they have gone in search of many schemes." So an infant is not born inheriting the guilt of Adam's sin, and he's not born with inherited total depravity. This verse, Ecclesiastes 7:29, says mankind is created upright, completely innocent of any such. Starting in verse 21 of Ezekiel 18, we learn repentance is necessary to be forgiven of sin. Here's that text. "But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned to him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" That's always a big little word, if, in the Bible. The statement that if the wicked will turn from his sins, he will live, implies that if he doesn't turn from his sins, he will not live. Right? You see how repentance is required to be forgiven? And verse 24 of Ezekiel 18 refutes the modern-day religious notion of once saved, always saved. It says, quote, "But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die." We've already mentioned that if the wicked turns from his sins, he is forgiven. And verse 24 proves the reverse is also true. If a righteous man turns from his righteousness, then he will die spiritually. I didn't write this verse. God stated it as a fact. Now, the Old Testament defined for them what wickedness and righteousness was, while the New Testament defines for us today what wickedness and righteousness is. But the facts remain that, number one, what we've learned from Ezekiel 18, infants are not born guilty of sin, Romans 5:12. Number two, repentance is a necessary condition of salvation, 2 Peter 3:9. And three, a Christian can fall from grace, Galatians chapter 5, verse 4.